to the New Adult Playbook Podcast. My name is Micaiah, and I'm here with my co-host, Alyssa.
What's up?
And we are just out here vibing today. It is a fine Saturday when you're listening to this. It might be a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever it is. But right now it's a Saturday. Friday, Sunday.
Who knows?
Who knows? But we are just out here vibing.
Yes, we are. So, for our first episode of New Adult Playbook, also called NAP, if you're thinking about it.
Right.
We're talking about why we started this podcast, because, you know, you can't just jump in and be like, hey, I have a podcast, and not tell anyone.
We absolutely could have, but it wouldn't have made no sense.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want to, but we just want to have an introduction for all y'all out there to understand where we're coming from, what we're trying to do, etc. So, you know, we're new adults, 22 years old, living life in a pandemic, graduating college in a pandemic,
getting jobs in a pandemic, in a Parmesan,
like, come
on. Photosynthesis.
Anyways, I saw a good one yesterday, and I don't remember what it was, but I was like, This is getting out of hand. I think we need to stop. It was something so stupid. I was like, oh, man.
It was like, y'all out here partying in an eggplant parmesan. And I was like, stop.
A chicken parm. Anyways. So, basically, yeah, we're just talking about what we're doing here, our whole idea behind this podcast, and so on and so forth. So,
yeah. Jump into like the conversation of how we even like got into this, because I think it honestly started of like, one, I feel like all of our heavy conversations start like surrounding money, because we don't know how to budget. It was like how do we actually like do this? And then I was like, I mean, I don't know how we spiraled into this, but I think it's a good idea just to help everyone. It really just had to start with us not knowing how to budget.
I think I was talking about going to therapy, and I was like, dang, my therapist told me that if I keep spending money on my credit card, I won't have money to buy other things because I'll be paying off my credit card. And I was like, oh, so okay.
She might have a point.
Maybe she has a point. I felt kind of like I was hurt by that, honestly. I was like, why would you tell the truth
as
to
you
me?
Should be
like, can you just lie?
She attacked you and the money that's not yours because it belongs to the credit bureau.
I said, oh my gosh, not me being in debt to my girl Discover. This is not even my money. I'm just tired. But yeah, I think that's how it started, how we like just like don't learn this kind of stuff. And it's not even to be like, oh, we should have learned this stuff in school. Like some of this stuff they can't even have practical courses about. It's like that Jake Paul song and he's like, how to get a Lambo cash.
He was like, my teachers never taught me. They taught you what they were supposed to teach you. The curriculum of California. Calm down.
Right. He was like, they never taught me how to get a Lambo, but only in cash. They might have taught me how to buy a car with loans, but I want to buy a car with cash. And they didn't teach me that. What are they going to do? You know, like, this is our course. This is the first unit, how to buy Lambo cash. And then the second unit, how to buy a Range Rover cash.
Third unit, how to commit tax fraud.
Fourth unit, how to recover from a scandal. Fifth unit, how to apologize without actually apologizing. Just keep going.
Sixth unit, how to be racist, but not really racist.
How to be brothers with Logan Paul. It just keeps going. It's going to keep going. But anyways, some of this stuff, I'm like, dang, teachers really could not have taught us that unless they were like talking from their own life experience and being like, oh, this is what I went through when I was 20 and just graduated from college. You know, like we didn't go to school for that. We went to school to learn about polynomials.
Even if they did have a course about that, the way we graduated college, it wouldn't have applied to anything because we literally graduated in a pandemic. The economy was crashing. There were no jobs available. There was nothing to happen. So everything they said literally would have been obsolete anyway.
Yeah, right. No, there was no, there's no way there's ever going to be a course how to graduate from college in a pandemic. You know, like literally we left.
Lesson 17, graduate college in a pandemic.
Well, like literally we left on, I remember the day, March 6th. I went to the movies with my friends. I was like, it's spring break, baby. We never came back. We never came back. Like I was there in the town the whole time in Athens, but I was like, dang. This message is over. Like, we just never went back. And it's just, like, so insane to even, like, process that. And, like, honestly, the grief that comes along with that, too, just, like, not finishing out your last semester of college or high school. Yeah. I mean, obviously, we weren't in high school at the time, but I'm sure they
felt similar. Obviously... Yeah, I was talking to one of my mom's, like, friends, and she was telling me about her daughter. So she graduated high school last year. And... thinking about, like, yeah, we're entering into, like, quote unquote, the real world as if we weren't in it before. But you know what I mean? Just that transition from, like, student to working professional, as they like to say under capitalism. Yeah, whatever, yeah, whatever that means.
Who knows?
But yeah, so she came from being a high school senior to doing like her freshman year remotely. And that's not the experience that, first of all, that the media paints for high school senior to college freshman, but also, like, that's just not the experience that you thought you were going to get either. So they also had a big transition, which I think it also kind of, like, forced them to grow up a little bit more,
yeah,
too, like, way faster than I would say, like, that I was when I was 18 in college as a freshman. I was just wild. I think it's so much different because there's so much that you have to be, like, cognizant of now. And again, everyone's, like, trajectories and, like, careers, especially in this, like, little formative stage, is, like, just changing,
yeah, yeah,
because of this. So yeah, right. Nothing they would have taught us in lesson 17 would have paid off anyway.
Literally though, it's I was actually just thinking about that the other day. I was like, I feel so bad for the current freshmen, college freshmen, because, like, college for a lot of people is something that you really look forward to if that's what you want to do. And you're like, oh, I'm so excited to be a freshman and, like, go to all these events that they have for freshmen. Because, you know, like, when you start college, it's, like, a big welcome party and, like, all this stuff. You're, like, meeting new people every day and everything like that. But, like, now we're in a pandemic. They can't do all that stuff. And they're, like, trying to, like, change things around so that people can.
It's, like, yeah, but it's not the same.
It's not at all. It's not the same. And it's, like. So, like, for me, I, of course, everyone's sad about whatever they're sad about. But for me, I'm like, dang, I feel more bad for them than I do for myself, because I'm just going out and working and doing whatever. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that are working in a pandemic, but there aren't a lot of people who are starting college in a pandemic and, like, you know, navigating that at 18 and still having to have good grades or doing whatever they're doing. And, like, also navigating, like, major changes and, like, all this stuff. But it's a pandemic. You can't even go to class.
And then on top of that, I think another thing that I don't think we have to deal with that they are dealing with, I think we've addressed it later. But, like, the whole, like, thing that death is just surrounding you at that point because they're in a pandemic. So you just left home.
Right.
If you did. Now you have these classes in this foreign place where you can't interact with anyone, which takes away, like, the whole human aspect of it. So now you're just lonely. And then you look on the news and they're just like, in America, we're almost at 500,000 deaths.
And also, like, going into college with, okay, so, I mean, obviously I can only speak from my experience from the one college that I went to, but, like, the way that they're handling it, garbage. Trash, disgusting.
In terms of higher education, although that is, like, if you are an American, that's the path that everyone pushes you towards, you know, like, go in higher education, do all that. But even before the pandemic, we weren't even treated right. So I don't know what we were really expecting right now.
Honestly, I don't know either. I was like, maybe they'll step up and take care of us, especially as Black people. I was like, oh. Dang, we just out here, they just, like, die. But anyways, I was thinking about, like, starting college as a freshman and, like, being 18 and, like, all your views are going to change in college. Most people, at least. Some people, they stay the same. And I'm just like, how? Because anyways, that's a whole other topic for a whole other day. But I was like, dang, you're like going through all of this change around you and within you and everything like that. And then on top of that, your schools are like, I actually want you to die just so you'll give me money. You know, it's like if I was going to college at this time for the first time, I'd be like, dang, I'm so confused. Like, how am I supposed to feel about this? You know, just that my college is like, oh, well.
They're like, but if you come into this class with this teacher who's not wearing a mask and pass with an A, you know, your GPA is great.
And I'm still getting your money. So, oh, well.
Oh, well, you'll be fine.
You'll be okay. And I guess, I mean, technically they're not wrong, but like, most people are okay, like our age, but still, you don't know.
Yeah, you literally have no idea how this is going to affect anyone. And they just think it's okay. And then I don't even honestly feel bad. I do feel bad for higher education. But then when I think of what they're doing to like everyone up under us too, I'm like, they're not even looking out for them either.
Yeah. There's like everything about the U.S. education system. I mean, in general, but like especially higher education, like the amount of money that you pay to for like next to no return, depending on your degree, is like, wow. And then they're like, oh, well, we have alumni networks. We have this, we have that. I'm like, okay, I could have met people on my own. What is an alumni network going to do for me?
Right.
Like, I'm sick. Anyways.
Side tangent.
That was a tangent. But basically, this whole podcast, the idea is that we are talking about the things that we have faced in college and after graduating college that we're like, why didn't nobody ever talk about this? So we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk. And who better to talk about it than me and Alyssa?
Than me. Hey.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Like, I don't know. So what if the pandemic didn't happen? This is, I don't think we've actually ever talked about this because I feel like
I don't think we have
me
either.
And you were really just like floating on a whole different course.
Another dimension.
A whole nother dimension. If the pandemic like didn't happen, we didn't get thrown for a loop. I feel like me and you had two drastic career changes. Like, I think like we would have ended up where we are now. Like, in the sense of, like, trying to pursue what we're trying to pursue, but I don't think it would have come in the last year. I think it would have been in the next, like, 2 or 3 years. But, like, yeah. Where do you think, like, what do you think you would have been doing right now? Like, career-wise, like, where you would have been living? Like, what does that look like for you if we didn't go through this?
I definitely wouldn't be here. So, that's it. I'm getting out of this place. I'm getting out of Georgia. I'm not looking back. I don't care what it takes. I'm leaving. And girl, I had job offers in China. I had 3. And I said, yeah, let me go. And then the pandemic hit. And I was like, dang, I probably shouldn't be going anywhere right now.
Yeah.
But especially not China, because it wasn't that bad here yet. It was like just getting kind of bad here, but not really. And I was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't go to China right now because I don't know if I could anyway at that time. But like it wouldn't be smart for me to do that knowing like that things were going bad. And then it started spreading around the world and China got their act together and we didn't. So I'm like, dang. But yeah, I definitely probably would have been abroad somewhere because I don't know like if the year had kept going. If I would have changed my mind and gone to a different country or whatever, but I know I wouldn't have been here in Georgia. I definitely wouldn't have had this apartment or anything like that. But yeah, I was going to teach English because that's just what I want to do. And yeah, I think that's where I would have been. And I'm trying to go now, not to China, but just I'm trying to leave again because I don't want to be here. So
that's fair.
Yeah,
I think we're past the you know all the phases, you know, anger, confusion.
Right.
I think we're with the like what's the last phase like
of grief.
Yeah, like the last phases of, or the last stage of grief, it was like acceptance.
Yes, yeah.
I think that's where we all are. We're just like, accept that the new reality, like, you can only do as much as, like, you're cognizant of, you know, like, washing your hands, staying home, if you're at home, which this should have been a thing anyway. If you're sick, stay at home. Like, or if you're sick, wear a mask. Like, that should have just been a thing anyway.
Right.
And all this other stuff. But, I mean, again, you can only do as much as you can allow. I think it's kind of scary now. Every day they're like, new variant from South Africa, new variant from the UK. And I'm like, okay.
I'm like, bro. And then they try to be like, but the vaccine, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, just putting that out there at all. But they're like, the vaccine is going to cover all these strands. I'm like, that's impossible. That's literally impossible. Literally. Like, do you know anything about viral science? Don't lie to me. I'm not stupid. I'm still going to take it when you give me the chance. But that's impossible. And that's okay.
Right.
That's okay. You don't have to lie. But anyways, it was, it definitely probably would have been not here. And I honestly think that at the time, like in March, when I was going through all this stuff, or really it was May, I think between March and May, I don't know. But when I was like trying to do everything to go abroad, I think at the time I was really like focused on escaping and like just, I'm like, I just need to go. Like, I feel like all my problems will be solved if I go. I just need to be somewhere else, all this stuff. And now I think that mindset, would have made me miserable wherever I went, because I was watching this video one time that was like, you can't just expect your whole life to change just because you have a change of scenery, because you're still the same person. Like, you never changed anything inside yourself. You was just like, okay, I need to leave. And then you left, but you still bring everything with you that you were, what you had at home.
It's like in the wise words of Big Sean,
the grass ain't always green.
Grass ain't always green.
It's green where you water it.
It's green.
Yes, yes. Big Sean said that. Big Sean said that. I was like, where is she going with this? He did say that, and he's right. He is right.
And he's correct. Like, his one and only bar.
Look, he said, I don't know if this makes sense, but you're my hallelujah. That don't make sense.
Give me a time and place.
I'll rendezvous it. I'll fly you to it. I'll beat you there.
Girl, you know, I got you.
Us? Trust. A couple things I can't spell
without
you. We're
gonna get copyrighted. Is that a thing?
Anyways, yeah, I know. Big Sean's gonna be like, these two stupid girls are singing my song in their podcast. It only has 3 views, but I want my money.
Right. Cough up those coins.
3 views? 3 listens? We're gonna be like, here's some nickels. I don't even got nickels, man. I got about $10 from those folks that was fighting outside my restaurant. Anyways.
No, we need to do an episode on that customer service jobs.
Yeah, that's like a 3-part series.
Literally, just telling our horror stories needs to be one.
They're horrible. I don't even want to remember. I'm gonna start thinking now though. So start writing stuff down that's happened to me right now. But anyways, Big Sean was right, and I realized that Big Sean was right. And now I feel, you know, I went to therapy and stuff, so that also has something to do with it. But now I feel like I'm going abroad because I actually, like, really want to. This is something that I really want to do, and I'm curious about what's going on everywhere else. And, yeah, I'm not just doing it to be like, I need to leave now. I need to go. So,
yeah,
that's nice. Anyways, what about you?
Yeah, so I was with you. Same idea, you know. Please let me leave someone. I'm about to... Like, I've never felt that way in my life. Like, I had to go somewhere that fast. Because, I mean, typically, like, if I did have that experience, I would just leave, you know?
Right.
Or, you know, go on a little trip. I mean, granted, my trips are always to Tennessee. It's not like I'm going far.
Oh, it's been a year. It's been almost a year since we was like, I need to escape. And we drove to the Tennessee Aquarium.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, it literally, like, hold on. I have my...
It was on February 1st.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That was our last girlies trip. Well, technically, it was the when we went hiking. Did we go hiking before that or after that?
Yeah, after that in March, like early March.
I also feel bad. I'll get back to my point in a second. Because although we studied these things and these types of patterns, and realistically, I knew like we would still be dealing with this like right now. Mm-hmm. I was still like, I was gonna be gone in July.
I know. But the thing is that in some places it was. So technically we weren't being unrealistic in saying that, okay, this could be gone by June, July-ish area, but it all has to do with the execution of these things right now.
Right.
And they weren't executed, and now we're still here. And obviously, like, I feel like at some point we knew that, you know, life's not going to just go back to normal. We're not just going to be like, breathing each other's faces and stuff. Right.
But I would say as soon as I got COVID, that's when it like clicked. Like, ma'am, you're going to be here a while. Like, yeah. this is your existence at least for the next like 3 to 5 years. Like, just right. get used to it.
Yeah, it'll take a long time to get, like, we'll probably be integrating things back into society. I mean, we kind of already have here, but, you know, like,
yeah.
The things that they haven't done yet, like concerts and, well, they're even still doing concerts, but just not the same. Like, I think that they will come back, but we still won't be at, you know, complete normalcy or whatever. And honestly, I don't want to go back to normal because people are, their third eye, COVID opened a lot of people's third eye. And I'm like, you know, anyways.
Right. But I mean, yeah, I was at the same place with you. I think that if COVID didn't hit, I probably would have continued with the track with Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely, I think I would have been there and I would have been flipping miserable.
Yeah.
And not to say that if I did it now, that I wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I at least now, if I go and I know which career that I would want to do in order to be successful and something that I would actually like. But as of then, with the track that we were on, I was like, this is dreadful. Whoever does it, more power to you. Keep doing what you're doing. But I mean, that, I think that was just it. And then I applied to a bunch of grad schools. And again, escaping, they were all overseas. And honestly, I'm going to be honest, like, I'm happy with being at NYU now, because that's something that I always wanted to do, like, from a little kid, like, that I'm living my best dreams. I'm like, you go, girl, while I'm sitting in my thousands of dollars of student loan debt. Ooh. But you know what? Ooh. It's fine, because I'm going to find me a husband.
Hey, you don't even need a husband. You don't need a husband. You just need a man. Girl, just someone with money. They don't.
Hold up.
Gender don't matter. Just someone with money, bro.
Pay these loans.
Pay them. But, like, literally, I'm about to send me a DM to BTS. Say, hey, hello. I bought hella albums. I think I deserve some money.
I so think I can pay you need my to cough loans. Up this cash. I put hella people onto you. You okay. wouldn't have had the fans you had unless I told them.
If not for me.
This was a grassroots campaign down here. Run me my check.
Look, I'm anti-big corporation. So I did all the work myself.
All of it.
Give me my money.
They're looking at you now like, anyway, so.
Anyway, this black girl's insane. Can you block her? Block her. She don't need to be seeing any of this stuff. I'm like, no, I'm sorry.
Anyway. Speaking of BTS and jumping on to that, like, what was the biggest thing that you missed in 2020 that was just normal that we didn't have? And for me, I'm going to be honest, it's the whole movie theater experience.
Yeah.
I think that was because that was just my comfort place. Like, whenever I was stressed out, I'm like, baby, we going to the movies.
I know. Yeah, I missed that too. That was actually the last thing that I did before
Same.
The pandemic hit. Yeah, I went to
movies. Went to see Little Women for the third time.
Yeah, I went to see Onward. And then right after, like the next day, I got the email that class wasn't going back for 2 weeks.
You look all around, closing stores, like, toilet paper gone.
Right. I said, good thing I buy my toilet paper in bulk, baby. I'm not stupid.
Right.
But anyways, yeah, I missed that.
For 2020. It was also me and you had a hella concert lineup. And
it was stacked. Like, we was like, okay, we're going to see this person. And it was like, I actually went to a concert, too, right before the pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
The Avi. Avi, yeah. And then, like, I think it was, then we had Doja Cat. When was that?
That was going to be April. It was like April 6th or something.
Yeah, Doja Cat. And then I had BTS in May. And that was like my graduation present to myself. Graduation birthday present, because it was expensive.
All of us, like, I feel like that was my journey. Like, you hunting those tickets down, I was like,
I'm in line.
This is now a part of my story now.
Yes, but that, like, they haven't gone to Atlanta in 5 years. Well, now 6 years, but back then it was five. And I was like, I literally flew to Chicago to see these dudes. They're coming to Atlanta. I have to go. So I was like, I'm going to go. Oh, and then the pandemic. No, you're not. But yeah, I was pressed. And then probably the next time that they're able to even come here, I won't even be here. But I'll fly. I actually came across a TikTok today of the ending speeches at the concert that I went to in Chicago. And one of the members was like, we'll come back next year. We'll see you next year. And I was like, it was so sad. I was like, wow. Because, like, at the time, I was thinking, I was like, I probably won't see you next year because I literally cannot fly. I mean, I could, but, like, I'm not going to fly to Chicago again just to see you, and you're not going to come to Atlanta. So at the time, I was like, you know, whatever. They'll see you next year, but I probably won't. But I actually could have, and I just didn't.
It's fine. Don't talk about it.
I know.
I'm trying to think. My last concert was my boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Colson Baker, Machine Thin Gun Kelly.
Machine Thin Gun Kelly.
What a time. Shout out to my DC roommates for going.
I cannot believe.
We had a great time. I think Kyla, she tweeted the other day. Shout out Kyla. Hey, how you What's doing up? If you listen. But she was like, she's like, to think my last concert was Machine Gun Kelly and I couldn't went to go see Ariana Grande. I mean, everyone was there to see Young Thug because they were doing like a joint concert. But I mean, I didn't care what Young Thug was doing because Machine Thin Gunneth Kelly, if
Kelly
was there.
Yeah.
But anyways, I had the weekend was coming. Sam Smith, they were coming back. Didn't Adele say she was gonna go on tour? There was just so many people coming, and everyone was just like, "No." You had Mr. Harriet Smith.
Smith.
Smith. Yes, that's Smith Styles.
Mr. Harriet Stylington. I don't know how to make his name fancier, but I know. I was like, dang, Harry Styles finna pull up in Fine Line Tour and knock our socks off, and I'ma be there. And guess who wasn't there?
There were so many people. And honestly, like, okay, this is really stupid too. I wanted to go to Coachella last year for no reason, but just to go to Coachella. Just to be like, what is this?
Right.
What are you guys hooting and raving?
What are y'all doing?
I only would have went for one day. Just to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want the whole weekend experience because that would have stressed me out. Just bodies smelling all day. Everybody out in the hot sun.
Being disgusting.
I would have ran into James Charles and I would have had to scream.
In his bootyless chaps.
I would have cried.
You would have saw his whole mind. Oh my gosh. Anyways.
But no. Yeah. I think I miss, of course, the music and movies. I really miss movies. And also so many great movies were supposed to come out too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That are just being put on hold for like the 90th time.
I know. I'm really glad that, because I'm very into animated movies, so I'm usually like up to speed on all the ones that are supposed to be coming out. At least from like really big what are they called? Companies. Like, you know, I'll be like, okay, I'll go see this movie, I'll go see that movie, whatever. But like, I was so excited. I mean, I've already seen Soul, like the rest of the population has, but like at the time over the summer, I was like, yeah, Soul. I'm right. So excited to watch this movie. Like, I was like, when they first announced it, and it was just like, not basically just like a step up from concept art, and they're like, here we go, yeah. here's a poster for Soul. I was like, oh, this looks super cool, like their little blurb about it, and I was like, okay, I can wait till June. And then June came, and I was like, dang.
Honestly, Pixar knew what they were doing when it came out.
At the time?
Like, I think like, when it just came out, I think they were just like, this is the perfect time to release it. Like, because they could have released it whenever. Yeah. Like, you're not going to tell me you weren't done with that movie.
Right.
For 9 months. Yeah. Like, I know you were.
It was supposed to release in June. Of course they were done. But they was like, Christmas.
Yeah.
the kids are going to need this. The kids that are 20. We're all going through, like, not even quarter life. Like, what's a fifth life crisis? Like, we're 20 years old. Done like one. If 25 is a quarter, we've done like one fifth of our lives now. We're like, oh my gosh, Soul.
Oh, I know. I mean, it was super relevant because, I mean, in the society that we function under, like, the only people who can just like really just be and like enjoy life, as they were saying, you just got to be in that top tax bracket.
Right. You have to be rich. You really do.
Other than that, everyone is really just out here thinking that your purpose in life has to be attached to your career because, I mean, whatever, but it doesn't. Shout out to everyone who worked on Soul.
I know, right? I was like, and also, it's not even that. It's like, for our age people, like, we go to college and we do all this stuff that our parents was like, you have to do this to succeed in life and whatever. And we do it. And we still come out the other side. We're like, okay, well, I'm unhappy. Like, I'm not happy. I'm
literally like, what now?
Yeah, right. You're like, okay, well, I thought that this would end up somewhere. And, you know, it didn't. So
and now we're just staring.
Right. So what now? And you're like, and I also like the idea that, like, your spark and your purpose is, like, not the same thing. And, like, it kind of begs the question, like, do you even need to have a purpose in life? Is there, like, is not only your purpose to enjoy life because you're here, you know? It's like, I don't need to have this huge, like, talent. I don't need to be this famous jazz musician. I don't need to do this or that. I'm just here to enjoy life, to live my life and have a good time. To look at some leaves and stuff.
Look at, smell this air.
It smell great.
It smell good.
But yeah.
But no, I think that's like a really important thing because it's just, I don't know, whoever again is fueling all like one American propaganda and just other things like capitalist propaganda, the fact that they're all so interweaved and now we think that what we have to do has to be a tie to something that has some monetary value. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, no, I can literally just enjoy this as it is.
Yeah.
You know, just because, not even because like I need to make a business out of this because I like to knit. No, if you like to knit,
just knit. Let it be a hobby that makes no money. That's okay. You can enjoy your life. Like, I also think that like people, like saying that your passion or whatever needs to be incorporated in your job is something that people use in order to like, I guess, get out from under this like capitalist pressure to be like, oh, well, if I find a job that I am passionate about or that like serves my passions and I make money from that, I'm making money and I'm doing my passion at the same time. So it's not as bad as if I was like, you know, not doing my passion at all or just had an office job, which office jobs are not that bad, let me tell you. You either do just an office job and nothing else because you're like so drained from not, I guess, not doing your passion, or you do like a job to make money and then your passion on the side. But I'm like, there's really nothing wrong with not being passionate about your work. Like, you know, it's just, you know, things that we have to learn as new adults.
You're right, Alyssa. And that is why we are starting this podcast, So I just want to say, everyone, thanks for listening. Please come back and join us. We got episode 2 coming out next week. And I think we're going to be talking about, you know, just all things Valentine's Day, because that is coming up and we need to talk about it.
We really do, even though, you know, hashtag single for life or whatever. But I feel like Valentine's Day as a new adult, it just changes, you know, just...
It does. It doesn't hit the same as a kid when we were all making Valentines for our classmates that we don't even like.
Writing stupid stuff on there as kids, like, be mine. We didn't even know what that mess meant. But anyways, tune back in for episode 2 next week. And I'll see you / hear you there.
Y'all have a good week. All right, bye.
Bye.